Good morning, good morning. On Tuesday morning, Vav Nissen, 31st of March. The topic is Emuna Ubetochen. Welcome, everybody, and good morning. We all know and feel that we find ourselves in a turbulent time. And that is why I chose to speak about Emuna and Ubetochen. We're just a week before Pesach, and let me tell you the words of the Rosh in Sefer Ochos Chaim, the Rosh Ois Chof Ches, no, Ois Chof Vov. And he says that we say, Zecher li Tzias Mitzrayim, Onoichi Hashem Elekecho Asher Oitzisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I am the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, who brought you out of Tzias Mitzrayim. And it says these two things are connected. If one believes in Onoichi Hashem Alekecho, that the Rebbeinu Shlom is master and in charge on the complete universe, then we have to believe Asher Hoitzisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. What is the connection? Hoitzisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim teaches us that the Rebbeinu Shlom not only created the world, but he masters and he is in charge of the world. Anything which happens in the world, it's not because it happened, it's not because this or another person wanted to do it, it's not because of an accident, it's because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam did it. Onoichi Hashem Alekecho, I am the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Asher Oitzisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim, who has Hashgocha Protius on every little detail in the world. Nothing happens, things are made through the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Chazon Ish said once a moshel. Someone walked in the street, let's say in Oxford Street, and there's a huge superstore. And this store has a large, great, big window. Someone passes the window, and the window smashes. Wow! Everyone gets a shock. Everyone gets shaken. Such a big, beautiful window, smashed into pieces. Gefährlich. The next day, the same person passes, the same superstore, the same window, and then there's a builder in there, and he cuts out the window. No one is having a shock, because everyone realizes it's someone taking out the window and it must be part of a plan. Maybe to put it even a bigger and more beautiful window. Whatever happens in the world is not happening. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam does it and he plans it. We now find ourselves in a state of shock. What happened? What is happening? What has happened? We are worried. Avada, we have to be worried, but we don't. Because we know it's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam who does every little detail, every prat. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam does it, and whatever we want, we have to ask and daven to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There's a beautiful word of the Chovas Halvavos. I said it already in a recording, I don't know if you heard it. Anyway, it gives chizuk. A little baby, when he is born, he doesn't know of a mother, he doesn't know of anything. He only knows when he feels the food, the milk, touching his tongue. Until the milk touches his tongue, he doesn't know anything. Even when he eats, when he's fed, he doesn't know who feeds him. He only knows, oh, he swallows the milk which is given. He gets older and he starts realizing, wow, there's the mother behind it. Someone preparing the milk for me. Someone preparing the bottle for me. Someone giving me food. Someone looking after me. Wow. Now, when he sees his mother, even before he drinks, he's got the food, he becomes calm. Oh, mommy is here. The child gets older, and he now realizes that not only is there a mother in the house, but there's a father in the house. The tata is there, the father is there. And because the father is there, he looks after the house, he makes sure all the bills are paid, anything that needs repairs is repaired, and everything is gewaltig. And he realizes that there's a father as well. Wow, now there's a father and a mother. So the choyva salvovis, why do we stop there? Why do we forget that behind the mother and behind the father, there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam who makes sure and gives us anything we need and looks after us. And looks after Klal Yisrael, after his dear chosen children. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, why do we eat like a baby? We take food, we eat bread. We only know of the bread. Why don't we see who is behind it? Who made the wheat grow? Who made the possibility of bread? We eat fruit. Are we babies once again? We eat fruit because we feel the fruit. The fruit has grown on a tree. And who made the tree grow? Who made the fruit grow? Who brought the rain that should be able to grow? Who made the sun? Who makes the sun should be able to grow? The Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That is why Chazal had made it comma. Whatever we eat, we make a brocha. Because the brocha should remind us what is behind it. Who is behind it? The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is behind alles. Whatever we see, whatever happens, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam behind it. The Heilige Chaznish sagt, Emunah betochen is combined. Emunah is in our sechel, in our das, in our head, in our brain. Betochen is Emunah in practice. We have to learn and be mechazek ourselves in Emunah. And betochen, we have to practice Emunah. When anything happens, what do we do? So the Heilige Chaznish, we take out the Tehillim. Utshuva, utfilo, utzdoko, mavirin, ezroya, hagzero. We have to go back to the source of it all. And I said it already once again, I apologize if people heard already. There's a beautiful story of the Chofetz Chaim. Someone came to the Chofetz Chaim once and he told him, Rebbe, something happened there and there. And the Chofetz Chaim got all frightened. And with a gewaltige his Euderus. So the Rebbe, it's nothing to do with Yidden. It's a story, it's far in the world, there's no Yidden there even. So the Chaim, let me tell you, let me explain you. Warsaw, Warsaw is a very big town. There are many, many Yidden in Warsaw. But only 20% of the population. 80% of the population in Warsaw are going. Now just imagine, if someone takes a loudspeaker and goes into the square, the center square of Warsaw, and it starts speaking in Yiddish. Well, if it speaks in Warsaw, it must be speaks to the goyim, 80%. No, but it speaks a language that only Yidden understand. And if it's a language that Yidden understand, he speaks to the Yidden. We understand the language of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We see if something happens, it means we have to be mesaken, we have to be mechazek ourselves. We have to do what we have to do. It's a language we understand. So he speaks to us. He speaks to Klal Yisrael. It's in our hands to change things. So tefillah, so avoide, so teure, so chesed, so tzedoke. And let me say once again, something which I continuously say. We find ourselves in a very interesting situation. On one hand, the whole of Klal Yisrael, nearly, have got to daven at home, learn at home, be at home, children at home, everything is at home. On the other hand, no one disturbs us, Baruch Hashem, from Torah and Mitzvahs. We can daven, we can learn, we can educate our children, we can make all the mitzvahs in the world. Maybe to go to visit someone is a bit complicated, but we can do all the mitzvahs in the world. We can prepare for Pesach, and Mitzvah Shem will do a Seder. But it's going to be at home. What does it mean? The Eibishter wants us to do mitzvahs, but he says do it at home. Why? Maybe it comes to teach us a lesson. Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael are davening, Klal Yisrael are learning, Klal Yisrael are doing mitzvahs, going to shiurim, as I mentioned, Shir Daf HaYoimi, other shiurim. But it became a bit systematic. I go to Daf HaYoimi Shir because I belong to Daf HaYoimi Shir. I go to Daven because I belong to the Bes Medrash, I belong to Klal Yisrael, I go to Daven. My children, I see them off every day to cheder, to school, to yeshiva, they come home, they go back, they come home, they go back. It became a bit of a regular, systematic way of life. The Rebbein Shloilom awakens our heart. When we are at home, we all have to continue our shiurim. We all have to continue Daf HaYoimi. We all have to continue to daven. But I daven because I want to daven to the Ribbon Shel Olam, between me and the Ribbon Shel Olam. We get up in the morning, Moide Ani Lefonecho, Ribbon Shel Olam, I thank you. I start the day with thanks to Hashem. I take my talis and tefillin because I want to daven. I take on the Gemara, I take on the Daf, because I want to learn a Daf a day. Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to do mitzvah because my heart wants to do it. My children, I educate my children. It's my responsibility. I'm the mechanach of my children. I want to sit and learn with them. I want them to steig. It's me who is responsible on my children. It's not just seeing them off, which is a gewaltige Sach. We pay fees, moiridig, moiridig, moiridig. But the Ribbono Shel Olam awakens our heart. We are doing it in a way with heart and the neshama. And maybe this is one of the messages of the Ribbono Shel Olam to us. And maybe there's another point in being at home, which comes to the same. Actually, my wife, the Rebbetzin, told me yesterday she had in the Shia. There was once a king who lost a very expensive watch in a field. He didn't know exactly what field. And all his servants, all the people of the town, went to the field to look for the watch. And he worked a little bit, everyone looked down, they looked down, bum, bum, top, didn't find it. So all decided they're going to the next field to look for it. There was one person who remained on the original field and he continued to look for it. After a few minutes, he found it and he went to the king to return the watch. The king asked, what made you decide to remain on the field after there were so many people who looked for it on the field and couldn't find it? Why did you decide to remain on the field? Doctor, my dear king, I'll tell you why. I knew that a watch is ticking. But there's no possibility to hear the ticking when there's such an upheaval and so many people around, you can't hear the ticking. When everyone went away, I was there on my own. I started hearing the ticking and I followed the ticking and I found the watch. Haboisai. Beshuifo godli toka v'kul demomo dako yishoma. So the continuous shuifer to Klal Yisrael, but the very small and quiet voice which gets to us. We can't hear it when there's an upheaval. We can only hear it when we are on our own, quietly calm. We are at home sitting around the table with the family and we start hearing the ticking of the watch, the call of Hashem. My dear children, I love you. My dear children, go in the ways which I want you to go. Be mechazik yourself. And this brings us back and nearer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We all know there are many sufferings. Those who are not well and other things. Avada, it's painful. But what do we have to do? We say every morning, not now, we don't say Tachnun in Nissen. V'anachnu lo yineda manase. We do not know what to do. V'anachnu lo yineda manase. We don't know what to do. Ki olecho ineinu. Because our eyes are towards the Ribbono Shel Olam. We don't know what to do and we don't have to know what to do. Ki olecho ineinu. We all have to turn to Hashem. And Hashem takes over. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants to give us whatever possible. Ahavas Olam, the Ibishter is an eternity, is love to Klal Yisrael, an eternity. But we only have to turn to Him. We don't have to do. There's a story, I also said it already, with my Rebbe, Rebbe David Soloveitchik Shtetl, the Nein Gesunden Strahl. About the time of 1948, there was bombs falling on the Tzitzon and the Bushalayim especially. It wasn't very powerful bomb, but there were still bombs. So my Rebbe told me that once his brother sat outside their doorstep. And he went up to the Seder before, please come in, you never know, a bomb might fall. He ignored him. Then my Rebbe said he decided, so if he ignores, I'm afraid of a bomb and I'm going to just let him outside. He took him in, he brought him in, and he started down in my Rebbe. As he said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, there was a bomb on the entrance of their house, of their flat. The spot where the fall were there in Baruch Hashem, we were saved. And the whole flat was an upheaval. I became nicht, gefährlich, dangerous. And he said, believe me, in the middle of Krishma, I ran to my father, Briskerov, Zichet Tzadik Kodesh, the Brocha was lying and resting there. And said, Tate, was tut man? Daddy, what are we doing? And the father was so calm and said, who said we've got to do? Says the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam did it. Haboisai, we are going back to basics. Echasn is once again, Hari at Mekudeshesli, Chosn Vekale. Eba Mitzvah is once again, Kabolas, Oil HaMitzvahs, the Mabitzvah Boch accepting the Mitzvahs of Hashem. Ebris is once again, Lachnisoi, Bivrisoi, Shelavum Avinu, the Mitzvah, which the Father and Son do. Children are once again children of parents to be mechanach. Shurim are once again a shir which I want to learn because it's my duty, my schus, to take out a gemore and learn a blat gemore. Is there a greater schus than this? Shmoneh Esrei is once again taking out a siddur and davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam. From the depths of the heart, taking out the Tehillim, doing mitzvahs. We always did it, but it became such some so menacing around it that it was lost in the middle. We come back to our senses, we come back to our basics, we come back to Kabbalah's Matoyim Sinai. And I'm absolutely convinced that by us coming back nearer to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Eibishter is going to send a Yeshua very, very quick. Chazal say, it's a Mishnah in Ovos, Al Taas Tfilos Rekva, don't make your davening something like a fixed thing. Ele Rachma Betachnunim. So the Gemara, don't make your tefillah, your Shemoneh Esrei, fixed. I said it yesterday, I said it last week, I said it as a child, I continue to say it. No! Bring in more heart into it. Every day, get nearer to Hashem. And the nearer we get to Hashem, the quicker the Yeshua will come. I just want to say a word of Nachum Breslov of the Haggadah. Every child, we ask kashas. Manishtanu alayla zeh, what's the difference? Manishtanu, 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 we ask kashas. And we don't answer the child properly the question which he asks. We only say, Avodim yinu farab in Mitzrayim, we were servants of Paroi in Mitzrayim, and Ebeshet took us out of Mitzrayim, and as great as we are, we have to say, it's yes, Mitzrayim, so what's the answer? So Rav Nachum Breslov Razoi, a servant does not ask kashas on his master. The child asks kashas, why? So the Tata, my tiny kid, my dear child, you remember Avodim Yinu Lefaro B'Mitzrayim. We were servants to Mitzrayim. And then Hashem took us out. Kili Avodim, you become my servants. We are servants of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We are Avodim of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And a servant does not ask kashas on his master because he trusts his master. He trusts the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Sie geht sehr gut, teile Jeden, sie geht sehr gut, sie ist gut und sie geht sehr besser. We conclude the Seder, which is all based on Amunah, with the story of Chagadyo. There was a small goat, and then came the cat and ate him up. And came the little dog and bit the cat. And then came the little stick and hit the dog. And the stick went into the fire. Now if someone makes a bonfire and then they take a little stick, you put a little wood, you put it in the fire, would anyone ask a question, why is this particular wood? Why not? He saw the wood, he put it in. No. There's a chagadi behind it. This stick hit the dog. The dog bit the cat. The cat ate a goat. It's not just the stick. There is a chadgadyo behind it. A shoichet, shechts a cow. Why is this particular cow? Why not? No. There's a reason behind it. This cow drank water, and the water put off the fire, and the fire burned this wood, and the wood hit the dog, and the dog bit. There's a chadgadyo behind it. Whatever happens is else the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So the Chazon Ish, Emunah is believing in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that he masters the world and is in charge of the world. Bitochen is putting it into practice. Putting into practice is whatever happens, keep calm. Keep strong in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and take out the Tehillim. Make sure that all our deeds are in according to the wish of Hashem. Be mesaken ourselves, bring ourselves nearer to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and we will all be zeicher to see Yeshuas and Refuas. We'll be zeicher to see Nisim v'Niflois al Chayenu Hamisurim b'Yedecho, v'al Nishmaseinu Hapkudos Loch. We'll live with Nisim v'Niflois always, and it'll continue to be so. We'll all be zoicha, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will take us out of Golas. He'll take us out from darkness to light. And we'll be zeichet to the Gula Shalemo. And we should prepare our Pesach. Please, everyone, take care. No one is allowed to be exhausted these days. We need koyach. Mit alle davon sein gesund. But we're going to be mekayim the Torah at the same time. We have to manage it, and Klal Yisrael can manage. I've got a shock in the goy. And he once said, you know why I respect Klal Yisrael? Because I was once Purim on Friday, and everyone was jumping in the streets. And then an hour before Shabbos, everyone became serious. Everyone became ready for Shabbos. We can. We are a powerful nation. Bonim Atan Hashem Aleichem. With emunah and bitochen, will be zoiche to make a Pesach b'ditzo v'simcho, and will be zoiche to the Gula Shalemo, and be'ezer Hashem still this year. And we should all have Yeshuas and Refuas. Abe should be mekabel our tefillas, and he is mekabel our tefillas. Berachamim uverotzoin und a freiliche Yonte, a kosher um Pesach und a broche to Klal Yisrael and the whole and to everyone in the video. Everyone should have what he needs. V'yemala Hashem kol mishalo yislibenu letoivo. Um in alle Sücher seine mit Hashem zu Biasgo und Zedek, bim Hero vi Omeinu, Omein ve Omein.